Apollo folks inspired me. We're waiting on Tom Jones. I thought I'd do a little number. Here it goes like this.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
What do you think? Not bad, huh?
Wow, you can really sing.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. When I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die.
The tough part was to get the choir back in here to sing background vocals.
They sound a little different. Yeah.
Tom Jones' autobiography is called Tom Jones Over the Top and Back, and he will join us here in just a second. We'll talk about an amazing career and an amazing life. The book is out and available everywhere. You know what I always say? You've got to get two copies. You're careless. You'll lose the first one. And when you get two copies, you'll be better for it. So, oh, and remind me to have him sign the book over the phone.
Does that work? Oh,
yeah, I always ask if somebody's not here, mm-hmm. I always ask them to sign the book and what would they write, and then I fill it out to myself.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very heartfelt.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. So he's wrapping up another interview now, but he'll be with us in just a second.
You know what I heard is really amazing to me for a guy in his line of work? How many years he's been married?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. 58.
Yeah.
58 years, and to come from a mining town during the war in Wales, mm-hmm. and he had some significant illness stuff going on when he was a kid. Tom Jones, 100 million records sold, 19 top 40 hits in America, 36 in the UK, and one of the more enduring things about him was, you know, he came from that era where he could have been one of the Vegas showroom guys and become sort of not hip anymore.
Right.
And frankly, I mean, look, you look at Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to hate this comparison. But you look at Sinatra. Sinatra at 100 years old, Sinatra never, at the end, Sinatra wasn't comfortable because he couldn't relate to younger audiences mm-hmm. anymore. There's very few people who can pull that off. Tom Jones, Tony Bennett still can pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the reasons he's as big a star as he is. And much like me, Tom Jones had women throw their underwear at him.
Oh.
Usually happens every morning on Michigan Avenue to me. They throw their underwear at him. Good morning, Tom Jones.
Good morning.
Congratulations on the book.
Thanks.
What was harder, writing the book or having the last career last this long?
Well, it was. I mean, it was a delight. I mean, the career has been a delight, and so has the book. I enjoyed writing it because it brought back all the memories. You know, I've got them all in my head. So I thought it was about time I wrote them down, because other people were writing books and, you know, about me, and then fans would come up to me and say, "Could you sign your book?" And I said, "Well, it's not really mine." But of course, they didn't know that. So I thought I'd better write my own.
You know, the we were just talking about being married for as long as you have off the air, and obviously...
And it's 59 years in March. March the 2nd.
And has the Pope welcomed her as a saint yet, or is that coming later?
I don't know.
It really is incredible, and because not only are you a guy that's married for 59 years. Oh, by the way, you happen to be the guy that most of the women you come across with in your line of work want to sleep with. I'm very impressed with 59 years.
Well, thank you.
Yes. I don't know what to say to you other than that. I just want you to know I'm impressed.
No, it is, though. But, I mean, you know, my wife and I, we were kids together. We come from the same place. It's, you know, it's we've always seen eye to eye. And we've always, the sense of humor has always... We've always had a great sense of humor. We laugh at the same, and we still laugh at the same things, you know. And that's it, you know. I mean,
and don't you need to, have somebody that knew you before you were Tom Jones?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Well, when I, you know, I remember I might have been getting too big for my boots at one point, and I was playing pool with a friend of mine, and I was getting a bit too large, I suppose, and. My wife said, just a minute. She said, you don't really think you're Tom Jones, do you? I said, well, of course I am. She said, it's Tommy Wood what I married. She said, not Tom Jones. Said,
that's okay. Tremendous.
All right.
let me back you up a bit. You tell the story in the book. I mean, first off, you had to know how to throw a punch. You came from another part of the world in that era in time.
Yeah.
Well, you better know how to throw a punch. But I guess I didn't realize, what was it, 10, 11, 12 years old, you were like deathly ill for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, I had TB. Thank God they caught it early enough. You know, I had a spot on the lung. But, you know, a lot of people at that time, because it was in 1952, I was in bed then from 1952 till 1954.
How about that?
And Yeah, well, yeah. You know, it was in the house. You know, the first year I was bedridden, and then the second year I could get up for a couple of hours a day, but I couldn't leave the house. I was in the house but I didn't have to go to hospital or anything. It was just I had to have a rest, you know. And but the doctor said, you will get well, because we've caught it early enough. Because one of my cousins, I thought it was hereditary, because some of my cousins had it, but they said no, because we lived so close to one another, and we were in and out of one another's houses all the time, and that was it. But one of my cousins died from it, and another cousin had a lung taken out. She had a lung removed, you know, so I was lucky that they got mine early.
Yeah, and obviously lasting effects, not so much, but in any way, shape, or form, did going through that give you the uniqueness of your voice?
Well, I was singing before that, you know. I was singing ever since I could remember. I've been singing, but it's sort of it taught me a lesson, though, you know, not to take health for granted, because you know, most kids, God bless them, you know, they're out playing and everything, and yep. You don't think about it. But when you do get an illness, it does make you think, and it made me think, and the radio was my companion, you know, and I listened to the radio constantly, and I've got most of my influences then. I mean, I got influences before that, but, you know, I really concentrated on music then. And, you know, that was it. So it was something to learn. And another thing that came from it, I couldn't go to the coal mine, because my father was a coal miner.
Right.
And so was his brothers, you know. And it was a coal mining town. But the doctor said, whatever you do, you cannot go in the coal mine. So that stopped me going there. So it was a blessing in disguise in some respects.
You know, here's the thing. You're a guy from a mining town in Wales with a coal mining father who's going to put on shiny clothes and be a singer. You got to get the book just to figure out how that little piece of magic happened and how that transition happens, because it's that anything can happen moment. It's a one in a million. It's a one in a 100 million shot, and it takes perseverance and dedication. And I hope you don't mind a comparison, but I think it's legitimate. I mean, you got the heart of a blues man. You always have.
Yeah.
And to be able to transition from not becoming that Vegas showroom act and to still remain hip is not an easy trick. And I said Sinatra couldn't do it, but you did.
Well, you know, it was when I was in Vegas for two shows a night for a month straight, you know, that could weigh you down. It did with Elvis Presley, you know, because we were there at the same time. And it had an effect on him, you know, doing two shows every night, as I say, you know.
Sure.
it can wear you down. So, I mean, I survived it, you know, I came through it. But I've always tried to keep my ears open and put songs in, you know, I mean, and that's before I recorded Kiss, you know. Young people would be there either with their parents or they, for, I don't know for what reason, but I mean, they used to come in and see me and say, why don't you record the songs that you sing on stage? You know, Kiss being one of them.
Right.
And so I always tried to stay current. You know, I was always listening and trying to put other things in besides the hits that I've had. I mean, I've never stopped singing Delilah and what's, you know, I mean, what's New Pussycat sometimes, but It's Not Unusual and The Green Grass of Home. You know, they're all on Thunderball, you know, that I did for James Bond.
Sure.
Movie. So I keep them in. I've changed the arrangements a bit, but I keep them in. And I did when I was in Vegas. I always tried to, put in some blues tunes, you know, and some 50s rock and roll tunes, some soul music. I've always loved soul music, you know, Wilson Pickett and Solomon Burke and Sam and Dave, you know, and
sure.
People like that. So I've always put those songs in, you know, in my show. So I've always tried to keep and to be true to myself.
You know, it's your core. It's your core. And by the way, you and I share this similarity. You and we're both at our core black entertainers.
You go.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Now, I know you got to run, but before you do, I want people to get the book for a million reasons. Again, it's called Tom Jones Over the Top and Back, the autobiography. Great picture on the cover, by the way. And Tom Jones tells all the stories in here. They're great. And he mentioned Elvis. There's a great story. I'm not going to give it away, but there's a great story in there about when you met Elvis and you were a complete dork.
Yes.
And then he turned out to be your friend. But since you're not here, I need to ask you what you would have said to me, Steve Cochran, had you been here to sign the book. So far, I've got Steve. What else do you want me to write?
Okay. Well, were you named after, you know, Steve Cochran was an actor?
That's who my mother named me after. She had the hots for that guy, that B movie actor.
Ah, See, so I know something about you. You see that?
How about that? How
if
about
you
that?
Don't know about me,
do you know how he? Do you know how he died? By the way,
no,
he died. He was on a boat off the coast of Los Angeles, the coast of the beaches, with a bunch of hot women who never explained why he died.
Maybe he had a heart attack.
That's exactly right. All right, so Steve, I knew your namesake, something like that?
Yes.
And
I can write that for you.
All right, and then thanks for the greatest interview. I'm just finishing this for you. Thanks for the greatest interview I've ever given, and I should have given you credit for more of my career. All my love, your best friend, Tom. Is that all good?
Well, that's a lot. I'm a bit dyslexic. I don't know whether I'll be able to spell all that.
Congratulations. A great book. I know people are going to love it. Get it for the holidays. Get it for somebody you love. Tom Jones, Over the Top and Back. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
See you later. It was a good time, man.
Sounds like a nice guy.
A fun guy.
Yeah.
It's 9:20. You want to give me a little something for Dave Ennett from Tom Jones? You
can... What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Go Cats.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Go Cats. Go Cats. Go Cats.
I see a cat pussy.